Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And with your spirit. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral, and a word of welcome also to our families and friends who are following us through television, internet, and radio. So we gather here on this 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We're reminded to listen to God's words attentively, to practice it in our lives so that we might bear good fruits for God. So we prepare ourselves to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love. Let us then recall to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are counted Christians the grace to reject what is forever contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, given seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord.
The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. You have visited the land and watered it. Greatly have you enriched it. God's water courses are filled. You have prepared the grain. The seed that falls on have you prepared the land, drenching its furrows, breaking up its clods, softening it with showers, blessing its yield. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a crown the year with your bounty, and your paths overflow with a rich harvest. The untilled meadows overflow with it, and rejoicing clothe the hills. The seed that falls on fields are garmented with flocks, and the valleys blanketed with grain. They shout and sing for joy. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and snare in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we await for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
To him who have life forever.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some of the seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
On this 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the readings remind us there is a plan and purpose in God's will all times, at all times. Prophet Isaiah reminds us that just as the snow and the rain that fell from heaven, it does not go back to God until it serves its purpose. And as people, we know the purpose of water very well. We live in a area where we needed a lot of water and rains, but we don't have enough. And so we know that without water, we will not survive. We need it to drink, to wash, to clean. It gives life to us and also gives life to all the creatures around us, including plants and trees. And just as God's creations in water has His purpose, so too is His words. It said that His words, as He's spoken to us, will not return to God void and empty until it has done its purpose to transform his creation, meaning us. And even being Catholic, we have a purpose too. But oftentimes we tend to take it for granted. Just like water, we take for granted it's always going to be there until the city will do something, and then 2 or 3 days we don't have water, and we see long lines of people out there screaming murder, and so we know how important water is. Just like our faith, oftentimes we take for granted that, okay, I was born, baptized into a Catholic family, so we don't think much about it until perhaps the day when we don't have enough priests to say Mass, and we said, oh my Lord, where I'm going to have the words preached to me, and where I'm going to have the Eucharist fed my soul, to feed my soul. And then we started thinking and praying about it. The gift of being created by God is indeed a gift. I often think that God could have left us in the state of nothingness, but no, he chose us to create us in his own image. And then, not only that, God calls us to be part of his holy people. I often thank God for created me and also to have me become a Catholic. I imagine sometimes that we're not Catholics, and let's say we belong to a Protestant a church. And I've never been to a Protestant service, but I can kind of guess what it'd be like. And it will be perhaps something like this, where on any given Sunday, a minister might preach about 20 minutes on Isaiah, 20 minutes on Ezekiel, 20 minutes on Jeremiah, and 20 minutes on Daniel. And then he turns all his notes over, and now we will start the 12 minor prophets. What place shall I give to Hosea? And I can imagine from the back of the church, a hand would be raised, and the voice said, you can give Hosea my place because I'm leaving. And indeed, being Catholic, we don't know this, but Mass is only 1 hour. And even sometimes we think it's too long. If it's gone over an hour, we see people starting looking at their watch. There was a case of a young priest who filled in for a priest who was on vacation. And being young, he thought he'd have a lot of wisdom and knowledge to give to the people. So during his homily, he preached on and on and on. And finally, he stopped and he said, now, as I'm preaching, I don't mind you looking at your watch, but I do take offense when you start shaking them to see if they're still working. And so John Powers, in his book, The Struggle of Growing Up Catholics, he's a novelist, and he says something like this. I grew up in a Catholic family. I practiced my faith all my life long, but it seems like the more I practice, the worse I get. We can feel the sentiment of John Powers sometimes as we practice our faith. Not that we become any worse, just that it seems like we don't get any better. We're just kind of stuck, and we can't get forward. And today's gospel, what Jesus said, will explain to us as to why we got stuck sometimes. And today's the parables of the sowers, what Jesus told his people of his time. The sower is God, the seeds are God's words. And then the soil, that's reflecting of the people, where they are in life. The seeds was spread, and then it fell some on the hard path. There was no soil, so it never took root. And then it fell on some thorny soils and rocky soils, and it took root, but then it dies for lack of depth soil. And finally, some fell on good, productive soil, and it produces 30, 60, 100 fold. Now, we might think that, we might sit here and we said, okay, where am I? What kind of soil am I in? But actually, we, at some time of our life, we reflected of all those, we represent all those soils in our lives. At certain time before, we might have listened to God's word but rejected it. It's not coincide with my lifestyle. I can't accept it. And then sometimes later on, when we grow older, we listen to God's word and we liked it, but then the pressures of daily lives make us forget about it. And finally, at the end, when we already open to God's, and then we be able to receive God's word, and then interiorize it in ourselves, and then actually living it. And so in listening to God's words, there's three stages. The first is called the mind stage, where when the words are proclaimed to us, or the homily is preached, we listen and then we try to understand. Just try to comprehend what it is being said to us. That's the mind stage. And then the second stage is we call the heart stage, where we move from the mind to the heart. How does God's words going to influence me? How will I change in order to do what God asks of me? And sometimes it doesn't take place in the church. Usually it takes place after when we go home, over the week when we work, we play, and we be with our family members or work co-workers, and we start thinking, we're still thinking about that, and we see how it's supposed to change us in our dealing with other people. And then the third stage is called the soul stage, where we actually living it. And not only living it, but people will see the change in us, and they will see God's words taking, changing, transforming us. And so the stages are there, and we do that, but sometimes we stop at the first stage. After we leave this place, we go out, we don't remember what the reading's about or the homily's about. And so listening it, but then it's gone. And so we want to retain it, and then transforming it, actualizing it in our lives. In the message, the gospel is that they ask us to respond to God's words. Now you might ask, how does a priest live the word? When I first got ordained about 25 years ago, I would spend about 40 hours a week preparing my homily, just to preach 7 minutes. 40 hours just to preach 7 minutes. I'll start Monday morning, I read all the readings, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as I play golf or meet with people or going out with friends, you look for the opportunity or occasions where people say something and it clicked. And then, of course, Thursday, I start reading all the commentaries on the Bibles and see what others have said about it. I sometimes go back to my old homilies and I say that and they didn't kill me. And then on Friday, I start writing it. And then Friday night, start memorizing it. As I get older, the memorization is not as good. And sometimes I had it. And then when I come to the Mass, I said, what was the topic about the theme? What is it? And I panic. And so it's not easy. Now, 25 years later, maybe I get lazy or maybe I'm become more proficient at it. I spend about 20 hours. I'm not shortchanging you. It's just I'm getting better at it, I guess. But I do ask you to do the same, not to spend 20 hours. But before we came to Mass, we would want to take the time to look at the readings. Don't come to Mass cold turkey, not knowing what the readings are about. And then to think about it and see, just imagine when you come to Mass and I, for some reason, lose my voice. And none of the deacons were here. And I had to ask one of you to preach, to at least give the reflection. What would you say to the people if it's you who will be saying the homilies? Now the shoe's on the other foot. And it's not easy. And so if only we come to Mass ready, already reading the readings, so we'll be able to prepare ourselves, our souls, so that way when the soul is actually scattering the seed of the Word of God, we will be that type of soil that will produce 30, 60, or 100-fold. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us bring our prayers and petitions before the God who lavishes us with love.
That the church throughout the world might be more and more dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, our God.
For people in those parts of the world suffering from drought and contaminated water supplies, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, our God.
For Maria E. Morales and Antonio Perez Jr., our departed sister and brother, that perpetual light shine upon them. Let us pray to the Lord. For the vocations of the women and men who dedicate their lives to the spreading of God's word, let us pray to the Lord. For those who serve in the military, that they be surrounded with the grace and protection of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, and Joe Cueva, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, O loving God, open our hearts to your word, that we might bear fruit for your kingdom, to be shared with all the world. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Look upon the offerings of the church, O Lord, as she makes her prayer to you, and grant that when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You rule in your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. My God and brother, Jesus Christ.
Poor in spirit, bless us, O Lord our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who are meek and humble, they will inherit the earth. Bless us, O Lord, make us meek and humble. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. Blessed are they who will mourn in sorrow, they will be comforted. Bless us, O Lord, when we share their sorrow. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before. Those who hunger and thirst for justice, they will be satisfied. Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for justice. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may glory to God.
Blessed are they who show others mercy, they will know mercy too. Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for mercy. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are hearts that are clean and holy, they will behold the Lord. Bless us, O Lord, make us pure and holy. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. Blessed are they who bring peace among us, they are the children of God. Bless us, O Lord, may your peace be with us. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the who suffer from persecution, theirs is the kingdom of God. Bless us, O Lord, when they persecute us. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of God.
Let us pray. Having consumed these gifts, we pray, O Lord, that by our participation in this mystery, its saving effects upon us may grow. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. We do have one announcement, that is next Saturday, the extraordinary minister will be hosting the Feeding the Homeless. I know during the summer's month we may be traveling and resting, but if you'd like to join us in helping the ministers, we meet at 6:30 downstairs on Saturday morning. We'll cook the taquitos together, then we'll feed the homeless right after that. So I hope you can come and join us. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, of all we bow before.
Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.